Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you. Boom, I'm back in the room. God, blimey, what a day. What an afternoon. Did you see any of the rugby today? Cool, the goals, didn't they? Go at it. Wouldn't want to be playing up against them. Cool, that rough old birds, them that. And what a result. England, France 21, England 42. What a great result that was. You can't ask for better than that, can you? I mean, that was terrific. Now, the rugby's just finished, so you're here because there's nothing else on the telly. And I'm coming to you live from the old Hill Manor. Now, I'm Lord Hill, and if you noticed earlier when I did a quick live, it didn't go according to plan. I forgot to push the slider up, but I have managed to do it this time. So we are now booming out in 4K. Ooh, 4K. Yes, I have changed my internet. And I've gone over to Virgin. So far, touch wood, they've been pretty good, which enables me to push out on 4K. Now, what I was doing earlier, other than watching the rugby, some stuff came in. So I'll get straight into it. And what I'm going to do later in the week is I'm going to go out and film me doing it. You're just thinking, what's he going to do? Well, it turned up this afternoon. I ordered it on Thursday, and it came this afternoon. Boom. That's what came. This is what's come. Look, the new Lone Rider Moto tent. This is the one that you can park your motorbike in. Talking of motorbikes, it hasn't arrived yet. I'm still waiting. I'm hopping from one foot to the other. I'm chasing them every day. It's in the country. Apparently, it's in the country with the distribution centre. They need to get the fingers out because it's getting closer to me going off on the big tour, the Riding Through History tour. Now, I'm going to be riding through history again this year. We're starting off, we're leaving on the 31st of May, going across to Cannes. We've got a couple of days around the Normandy beaches. We're going to be doing some videoing around there, going down to places like Carentan, St. Mary-Glise, and Pegasus Bridge, all of that. We're going to do all of that in a couple of days. Then we're going to move on before the big celebration starts, just because it's just going to get mental around there. So we're going to be heading across to a place called Compiègne. Now, for those that don't know, Compiègne was a place that they signed the armistice. So we're going to go and do that. Then we're heading off down, doing a couple of bits and pieces, and we're going to head down onto the B500 in Germany, which is down through the Black Forest. Now, apparently, they buggered this road up a bit. Apparently, they've got these stupid speed cameras and they can tell whether you've overtaken things and all sorts of things. So, yeah, I'm not sure it's going to be the great ride that it's built to be. But then we're going on down into Switzerland and we're going to do the Grimsel and the Furka. A couple of awesome passes, and then we're coming back up onto there's a road that runs along, a famous road, German road, that runs along the bottom of the Alps to Munich. Got a couple of days in Munich doing the bits and pieces around Munich, where the Nazis and all that were formed. Obviously, we're going to go into the Hofbräuhaus. It's it's required. You have to. You can't not go to Munich without going to the Hofbräuhaus. And then we're off in heading down to the Großglockner. Now, the last time we went to do the Großglockner, we got to the payage bit where you go to there, and it was snowing on the top, so they wouldn't let us go. That's a bugger. But this time, we're going a few weeks later, so it should be open, inshallah. From there, we're going to go into Berchtesgaden and go and do the Eagle's Nest. And then we're coming then up to Nuremberg. In Nuremberg, we're stopping in the Schloss. The very famous Dubry, what's it, thingy me bob, in Nuremberg Castle. It's apparently the most famous castle in Germany. It's been there for centuries and all sorts of people have stayed there. So we're looking forward to stopping a night in there. And then the boys that I'm going with, they're heading north and I'm heading east. I'm going across then to heading towards a place where there's a statue to Patton before I go on to Prague. In Prague, I'm going to go and see, I'm going to have a look at the site of Operation Anthropoid, and that's where they assassinated Heydrich. Going to go to a little place called Lidice, where they massacred a load of people after they'd done for Heydrich. Then they're really fascinated. This has been on my bucket list for a long time. Going to go to Sangin. I'm going to Stalag Luft 3. We're going to do some filming around there because you can see where the tunnels were built and all the rest of that. There's a little museum there, so I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be really, really fascinating. A little fact that a lot of people don't know, but Stalag Luft 3, there was another escape from there a couple of years beforehand called the Wooden Horse. And they had 3 home runs from the Wooden Horse. Not a lot of people know that. And then you had the Great Escape, obviously. There was 76 escaped from Stalag Luft 3 out through Harry, of which 50 were murdered by the SS. And there's a monument there to those, and I'll pay my respects for that. After then, that's in Poland, a place called Sangin. So after that, I'm heading towards Berlin. I'm going to go and do a couple of days in Berlin. I spent 2.5 years in Berlin way back when. So I'm going to go and see where I used to live. Apparently, my quarter's still there. So I might go and knock on the door and say, I used to live here. Guten Tag, I used to live here. I'm going to try and go and have a wander around the camp if I can. Going to go and do the bits and pieces in Berlin, like the Brandenburg Tor. Go and see a bit of the wall that's left. Not going to bother with Checkpoint Charlie. It's not the Checkpoint Charlie that I used to know, that's for sure. But there's a couple of other places I want to have a look at in Berlin before heading back west. And going to stop off and do a couple of other bits on the way back. Going to go to, going up to Celle, Bergen-Belsen, and then coming north to Lübeck and going up and going across the ferry to Copenhagen. In Copenhagen, we're going to go and see the Resistance Museum, which is supposed to be really good. From there, I'm coming back down. I'm going to come back down to Milag, which is where they kept all the naval prisoners of war during the Second World War. There's still some bits and pieces to see there, so I'm going to have a butchers at that. That's going to be fascinating. From there, I'm coming down to Munster, and I'm going to try and go and have a look at the old camp where I used to be there. That was my first ever posting when I passed out of the depot, went to Munster, to Oxford Barracks. So I'm going to do that. And then I'm coming across then to Overloon, which is in Holland. I went there last year with a regiment on a battlefield study tour. But I want to go and spend a little bit more time there, do a little bit more filming around that, because that's a resistance museum and that's fascinating. From there, I'm coming across to, where are we looking at going then? We are coming across then to Menem Gate and going to go and have a look at Tynecott Cemetery. Going to have a look at that as well. So lots and lots to go and see. And then I should be sort of heading back. That's going to take me around about 3.5 weeks. So we go out on the 31st, and I'm planning on being back around about the 25th or 26th of May. No, June. So we go to 31st of May, come back the 25th, 26th of June. I've got a day turnaround. Before then, I'm off to the Adventure Bike Riders Festival, which is up at Ragley Hall in Warwickshire, which ain't far from Stratford-upon-Avon, where old, what's his name, the writer. Yeah, he'll come to me in a second. Shakespeare, brush up your Shakespeare, him. So I'm going to go and got a weekend there riding bikes and being in my new tent. So, got a new tent. I got a new tent. So my new tent turned up today. So I'm quite happy. I'm going to do a little sort of unboxing type thing and then putting it up. So I've got to put it up this week to make sure it's all there. So I'll put out a video of that. And then what else is going on this week? I've got a bit going on this week, actually. Not got a lot Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday, jab date, get the old EpiPen out and give myself another stabbing. Then I've got Buns and Banter at the old Lee Hub. Then I'm popping over to the drop-in centre, the drop-in at Voss, at Maritime Club. Then Thursday, we got the Butties, Buns and Banter at the Crofton. And then Friday I'm going to Ceremonial Divisions. Going to go to Ceremonial Divisions at HMS Collingwood. So I'm looking forward to that. That should be quite good, watching people march up and down. Well, use the term march fairly loosely because it's the Navy. But this morning, we had the Armed Forces and Veterans Breakfast Club at Hornet, and we had a brilliant turnout. We had 77 veterans turn up this morning, which was really good. We also had our local MP, Dame Caroline Dynage, and her husband, Mark. And we also had a local councillor who's a veteran in herself, Leslie Moynihan. So then, and Thursday, don't forget, Thursday, turn two, go and vote in the local elections. You know it makes sense. You need to go and vote. Because if you don't complain. It's as simple as that. If you don't vote, you don't get to complain when it all goes horribly wrong and things ain't going your way. So that's it. So a busy week, forthcoming. And so there you have it. A good week ahead. So I think, because I do a lot of thinking. So if you haven't smashed the like button yet, give us a quick thumbs up before I sign off. And thanks for being out there. If you like what I do, tell others. If you've not subscribed yet, it's free. Click the old subscribe button. If you click the the All, you get notified whenever I put up a new video, and I put up quite a lot of videos. And yeah, so there you go. There you have it. That's me for another week. And well done to the Red Roses. 21-42, beating France. And we've got the third Grand Slam on the bounce. Pretty good going, girls. So, until next week, thanks for your time. Don't forget to tune in on Wednesday. I've got a guest coming on for Everyday Conversations regarding mental health. And, yeah, see you all then or next week. So, until then, TTFN. Ta-ta for now. Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you.